Poverty barons. Just days into the start of the new year and the right-wing Daily Mail has launched another front-page article attacking foreign aid, replete with pictures showing queues of poor people in Pakistan. The clear implication is that these are underserving people scamming the taxpayer, and that charity should begin at home. However, there's no reference to the fat cat foreign aid contractors paid millions by the taxpayer, carried in its mail on Sunday stablement on the 3rd of December. That article followed up an earlier exposure by Global Justice Now of the Thatcherite Adam Smith International, ASI, trousering £329 million of overseas aid government contracts, doubling its profits, and paying its directors six-figure dividends. Many projects were identified as being of questionable benefit to the poor. Facing parliamentary criticism over its profiteering, ASI boss Peter Young, former head of the Reactionary Federation of Conservative Students, briefed his staff to submit bogus testimonials from foreign agencies and government officials praising ASI's overseas work. If the obscene levels of wealth hoarded by tax-dodging corporations and super-rich people were liberated for the majority, then living standards could be massively raised both here and abroad. Simon Carter, East London.